I priced my new book at $2.99 because I want the people who are usually invited into technology conversations last to get into this one early. That is the short answer. But access is more complicated than price. You can have a free AI account and still have no idea what to do with it. You can have the newest model and still spend more time correcting the work than it would have taken to do it yourself. You can hear every day that AI is changing work, education, business, and the economy, and still feel like the whole conversation is happening in a language that was not written for you. That is the problem I want to talk about today. Settle in. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years and earned seven figures doing it. I created Context Training, the human skill of teaching AI your world so it can stop guessing and start doing useful work. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. My book, Context Training, comes out Friday, 2 days after this episode. The Kindle edition is $2.99 on purpose. That price isn't a measure of what the ideas are worth, and the book isn't a teaser for the useful part somewhere else. I invested serious time, judgment, research, editing, and care into it. I made it $2.99 because I want as little distance as possible between somebody thinking, I know I should understand AI better in having a real place to begin. I hear versions of that sentence constantly. I know I could be using it better. I don't know where to start. I tried it, but it didn't sound like me. I spent so much time fixing the answer that I could have done the work myself. I'm not sure which tool I'm supposed to use. I don't want AI making decisions for me. Those aren't foolish questions. They're the questions of somebody trying to understand where they fit inside a change that's already happening around them. And I want to be clear about who I'm talking to. I'm not spending my time trying to win an argument with someone who has already decided they want nothing to do with AI. You have the right to make choices about the technology you use. You have the right to question it, limit it, criticize it, or decide that a particular use doesn't belong in your life. My work is for the person who is curious, the person who is overwhelmed, the person who has concerns and is still open to learning, the person who knows AI, is beginning to affect their field and wants enough understanding to make choices from knowledge instead of from distance. Because there's a difference between choosing not to use a system and not understanding a system that will still shape the conditions around you. You may never use AI to write a book. It may still affect which jobs are available, how applications are reviewed, what skills employers value, how your child's school handles information, how your doctor documents a visit, how your insurance company processes a claim, or how a business decides what you see. You don't have to celebrate every use to benefit from understanding it. Understanding gives you more ability to question, direct, accept, refuse, and adapt. That is one reason I think being willing to change your mind is one of the most important skills in this era. Sometimes I call that my superpower. My husband calls it flip-flopping. And honestly, I understand why it can look that way from the outside. My values are pretty consistent. The result I'm trying to create is usually clear, but I don't need there to be only one acceptable road to reach it. 1 + 1 = 2. So does 0.9 plus 1.1. There are many ways to get to the same result. New evidence may show me a route that is faster, safer, more useful, or more aligned with what I care about. I want to be able to see that and change. AI requires that kind of flexibility because the tools really do move at the speed of daily. The model I prefer can change. The best interface for a particular job can change. A feature that didn't exist last month can remove 3 steps from something I was building by hand. If my identity is tied to always having been right about the old way, I lose access to the better way before I even test it. Adaptability still leaves your judgment in charge. That is where context training comes in. Context training helps you tell the system what the work means here. What are you trying to achieve? What matters to you? What information is true and current? What does good work look like? What should the system never guess? What belongs to a human decision? What did the last result teach you that should improve the next one? Those questions help you stay adaptable without becoming ungrounded. The tool can change. Your context can travel. The capability can grow. Your values can still govern how you use it. That is a deeper form of access than simply being able to open a chat window. I think about access in 3 layers. The first is physical access. Do you have a device, reliable internet, and a tool you're allowed to use? That isn't universal, and I don't want to pretend it is. The second is learning access. Can somebody explain the technology in language you understand? Can you learn without first becoming a programmer? Can you afford the place where the useful explanation lives? Can you see examples connected to work or a life that looks anything like yours? The third is agency. Once you have the tool and understand the basics, can you direct it towards something that matters to you? Can you recognize when it's wrong? Can you keep it inside your boundaries? Can you use it to expand your choices instead of letting somebody else's defaults choose for you? Context training sits in that second and third layer. It makes the learning understandable, and it helps you use the technology from inside your own world. That same access question sits underneath Everfreely. The first software application I'm building with context training, an opportunity can be publicly available and still be practically out of reach. You have to find it, understand the eligibility rules, decide whether it fits, gather your evidence, reconstruct your story, finish the application, and remember the deadline while the work already in front of you keeps moving. Everfreely is being built for independent experts who pursue grants, fellowships, speaking calls, podcast opportunities, and awards. It is designed to help them find suitable opportunities and turn them into truthful applications without rebuilding their story each time. It is still in development. The point of naming it here is to show you what access looks like when understanding becomes the ability to act. That's why this book isn't written only for people with AI in their job title. I wrote it for the teacher who wants help turning one lesson into 3 levels without losing what the students need to learn, for the HR administrator who keeps answering the same policy question but knows the correct answer changes with the employee and the situation, for the contractor who knows the work but hates writing estimates. It's for the speaker, consultant, or fractional executive whose perspective is the reason people hire them and who doesn't want AI flattening that perspective into generic advice. For the business leader trying to help a team use AI without everybody inventing a different rule. For the parent who has a full life and a someday list that keeps getting longer, and for the person who keeps hearing, AI can do that and wants somebody to explain how without making them feel behind. The technical work matters. People are building models, securing systems, designing infrastructure, testing risks, and doing work I respect deeply. This book teaches the human side. How do you help an intelligent system understand enough of the situation to be useful? How do you check whether it understood what you meant? How do you correct it without beginning from zero every time? How do you keep what it learned available as the work changes? That is context training. Say what you need, show what matters, check the work, teach what it missed. That simple loop is the center of the book, and the book itself is evidence of what becomes possible when the loop has a real foundation behind it. In July, this was an idea I could not stop thinking about. In September, it's a finished, author-approved book I read word for word and can stand behind. That path took less than 60 days. I could have followed a longer publishing path, traditional publishing, hybrid publishing, and supported self-publishing all solve real problems for people with different goals. I'm not dismissing those paths. They were not the shortest responsible path to this result. This is a book about using AI to direct work differently, making it through a process that ignored what the technology now makes possible would have contradicted the argument. So I thought agentically, what is the result? What already exists? What work requires me? What can a context-trained system handle? Where could being wrong cause real harm? What has to be checked before this goes under my name? The AI helped retrieve and organize years of material. It helped compare ideas, test the structure, trace claims, draft, revise, and support production. I supplied the perspective, the lived experience, the framework, the corrections, the decisions, and the final approval. Then I read every word. The result became the clearest version I could make of the thing I keep hearing people need. I put the practical part inside the book. The book includes a full working library. There are complete prompts, starter skills, a team exercise, free learning resources, and a starting prompt for readers using an AI tool that supports book uploads. You don't have to upload anything to use it. You can take one prompt from the page, put it into the AI tool you already have, and begin. I also want you to understand exactly what paying $2.99 gives you. Buy the Kindle edition for $2.99 to read the book and download the DRM-free EPUB or PDF for use with your AI. Because I published it without DRM, Amazon lets verified purchasers download those files through Manage Your Content and Devices. The book will also be available through Kindle Unlimited because I want anyone who needs to read it to have access. Kindle Unlimited lets you read the book, but it doesn't allow you to download the DRM-free EPUB or PDF. I wish I could make that part available through the same route, but Amazon doesn't give me that option. If you want to read the book, Kindle Unlimited gives you another way in. If you want your own copy and the downloadable file for use with your AI, purchase the Kindle edition for $2.99. That is what you are paying for. It's enough of an investment that you chose it, placed it in your library, and said, I'm going to learn this. But I don't want the price to become the reason somebody who is ready has to stay outside the door. And I want you to get something useful before I ask you to buy anything. So here is a way to begin today. Choose one result you want from AI Not Learn AI that is too large to be useful. Choose something real. I want to understand the notes from this meeting. I want to organize the experience I already have into a stronger resume story. I want to plan 3 dinners around what is already in my kitchen. I want to turn the policy I keep explaining into an answer people can actually understand. I want to see whether AI can help me prepare for one conversation without speaking for me. Then open the AI. I want to use AI
to help me with this result. Blank. Don't give me a list of tools or a full solution yet. Ask me one question at a time until you understand what I'm trying to accomplish. What I already know, what matters most, what I don't want AI to decide, and what a useful first result would look like. Then suggest one low-risk thing we can try today. That is it. You are asking the machine to understand the assignment before it begins. Answer the questions. Correct anything it misunderstands. Try the one small result. Then ask yourself whether the result saved time, improved the work, taught you something, or showed you a boundary you need to keep. That is access. Becoming agency. You didn't memorize a list of models. You didn't spend a month watching tutorials. You used the technology on one thing that matters in your life and stayed close enough to judge the result. That is the kind of beginning. I want this book to make possible a useful result, a little evidence, and a clearer next move. You do not need more information for the sake of information or another reason to feel behind. The book comes out Friday, September 4th. The Kindle edition is $2.99, and the link is in the show notes. If you're listening before Friday, you can pre-order it now, and it will appear in your library when it releases. If you're listening later, it's available now. Read it straight through if that's how you learn. Start with the exercise if you need a result first. Go to the working library if you already know the kind of help you need. There is no prize for using the book in the most traditional order. Use it in the way that helps you move. In the next newsletter, I'm going to show you how to choose your first result from the book without turning context training into another giant project. The podcast gives you the argument. The newsletter helps you put it to work. The book will keep feeding this show. Some episodes will take the problem underneath a chapter and connect it to what is changing in work and life now. Others will show the framework working in a real room, an AI employee, or a product like Everfreely. That is the direction I am building toward. One framework applied to real outcomes. Context training teaches the system. Everfreely is the next product level test. Can a context trained system carry an opportunity from discovery to a reviewed application without making the person start over? That is what I am testing. Here is where I want to leave you. Everyone gets to decide how much AI belongs in their life. Meaningful access gives more people enough understanding to make that choice for themselves, enough understanding to use it, enough understanding to question it, enough understanding to set a boundary, enough understanding to change their mind when the evidence changes. Enough understanding to direct the technology instead of being quietly directed by somebody else's version of it. That is why the book is $2.99. That is why I wrote it now. And that's why I want it in as many hands as possible. That's more money because learning how to direct AI can help you turn what you already know into stronger work, better opportunities, and results people will pay for. That's more time because you stop wandering through every new tool and start with one result that matters in your actual life. And that's more options because understanding the technology gives you more power to decide where it belongs, where it doesn't, and how you'll adapt as it changes. Pre-order context. Training for $2.99 at seedinsociety.com/book. It releases Friday, September 4th. If this episode gave you a clearer place to begin, rate the show and leave a review. It helps this free education reach more people. Then send this episode to the person who keeps saying, "I know I need to understand AI, but I have no idea where to start." They can start here. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.